105 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Reavers show. I'm Brian. I'll be here till 3, maybe 4. Depend how things are going. Sometimes we linger. Today's special guest, Dead Harrison. I have Jason Skulls in the building with his beautiful mate, Lucretia Magina. Lucretia's Daggers. They're supposed to have a show last night. Band members fell ill. We'll talk all about it coming up soon. Stick around. Number's 855-915-9636.
Thank you. Hey, everything okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Honey. Hey, I'm here for you. Tell me about school today.
When kids can't find the right words, music can help them sound it out. Talk to the kids in your life about their emotional well-being. Find tools and resources at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This amazing power that could turn people into stone, that could suddenly turn inanimate rocks, stones, monoliths, into growing, spreading, expanding monsters, threatening to engulf whole towns and cities, to bury all civilization under an immensity of weight beyond all calculation.
91.5 WMFO in Medford with brand new Dead Harrison, Monolith Lord. Before that, something Greg Walsh, formerly of Pop Gun, sent to me. Evelyn. You may have heard it before, but I think that's the first time it's actually officially been mastered by Pop Gun. And, yeah, where's the info on that? So, yeah, written by Harry Zarkadas, recorded and mixed by James Melanson at the Barn in Haverhill, Mass. And then the new stuff, additional mixing by Dylan Walsh, mastered by Dave Locke at JP Masters 2024. Huck 2 is Harry's new band. And they'll be on here in a few weeks, I believe. Guests coming on. I need my sound bed. You guys are your mics are open. Hi.
Hi.
My mic is open.
Dead Harrison and Jason with Jason Skulls.
Lucretia X
from Lucretia Machina from
Lucretia's Daggers.
Lucretia's Daggers, of course. When are you coming on? You got a date?
The 24th.
We're going to go all out Lucretia's Daggers, that show.
Woo!
Yes. Let me get my music bed on because...
It sounded like you said boo.
No. No, I would not boo you.
Support her!
Mm.
No, that song was fabulous. Monolith Lord. Digging it. And, yeah, but before I get into you guys, I just wanted to, because Greg was so nice to send me that Pop Gun thing, Evelyn, if you listen to the words, it's all about Evelyn. It's Mick something, Mictor or something. She I think back in the 30s or 40s, she was like a Hollywood wannabe that wasn't quite making it. Mm. And she jumped off the Empire State Building.
Mm. Oh no.
And landed on a car. And there's a photograph, a famous photograph.
I've seen
you can
that.
You can look it
I have
up.
Not seen that.
She
oh,
looks
wow.
beautiful, like mm-hmm. not even
like it's a stage.
Like
thing,
yes, yeah. And on right on top of a crushed like into a roof.
I didn't know the story.
It
wow.
is crazy. Well, I know her first name was Evelyn, and that's what that song is all about. Pretty crazy stuff.
Dark.
Yes. Dark. Yeah, like this show today. Dark.
That would make a great rock cover.
Yeah. Oh, the photograph, cover, yes.
Yeah. Or the song Going With It's Brian's car.
Right.
Hey, get back here. Somebody just took it. So your real name is Lori?
Don't say that.
Nobody's supposed to know.
Well, you told me. There you go. The guy called me Lori.
Shut up.
This today's all about Jason Skulls and Dead Harrison.
Yes, and you can call me Skulls. You can call me Jason.
Just Skulls.
You can call me either. You can call me Jason.
Call you Lori.
Just don't call me Lori.
So, what's up with Dead Harrison? First of all, I was calling it like gothic rock. What genre would you call that?
Closest thing we come with is like doom rock, doom metal. We're not quite metal. We're not quite rock. We're kind of almost in between.
Yeah.
Heavy for the rock, not quite heavy enough for the metal.
Almost so a Sabbath-y right sort of thing.
Yeah, definitely have a lot of that going on. Some typo negative going on with that. You know, mixed with. Plenty of other stuff too. There is goth, there's some punk, there's, you know, various rock elements from '70s up to today, probably even some '60s influences, I'm sure.
Right.
You know,
fantastic stuff. When did you get together? When did you put it together? Who put it together?
We've been together about 16, 17 years at this point.
I think it's in the album.
No, I don't know. No. You mean us.
Yeah, the band. Dan Harrison.
Yeah, not right. The, yeah. She's confused.
It's a new album.
Yeah, we got together. I met the singer, Andre, through a friend of mine who I had reconnected with after living down on Long Island for quite some years. And, you know, I met him and I was like, this guy's on my wavelength. I need to be in a band with this guy. Luckily, he was like looking for a band. He was playing with a couple other groups that weren't really happening. He was looking for something new. And so I jumped on with him, and he also drums. So he was a singer/drummer, drummer/singer, whatever you want to say. And he got his brother involved, his younger brother, Sean, and playing guitar. So it was like the three of us. And
are you bass?
I am bass.
Yeah.
I am the bass. Yeah, so it was the three of us for quite some years. We put out an album. We put out another EP. We put out a couple singles. And by the time we were putting out the singles, we actually picked up a drummer so our singer, Andre, could come out front and actually be a front man and make things a little more cohesive and like sonically nice. You know, he adds actually some great rhythm guitars to the mix. So, you know, we can definitely get a lot more out of us than we were as a three-piece. Mm-hmm. And so the drummer is Axel, a.k.a. Thrax. And he's been with us since, I believe, 2019, shortly before pandemic things all happened.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been
first
going strong.
First from Monkey Wrench, but a lot of people got really creative during that, it seemed like.
Yeah, I don't know if we were any more or any less creative, but, you know, good opportunity to just, like, work on the songs, the newer stuff for this album that's, like, finally out and, you know, we're all proud of.
Mm-hmm.
So... good stuff.
Fantastic. Oh, I just wanted to add before I forget, too, when I was playing Monolith Ward, Evelyn came up a little bit in the background by accident, the song that I had played before. It was a mix. It was a mashup.
Yeah, it was a mashup. There was like a mash of some drums happening. I was like, ah.
It was short, but
brief.
Jason, with his great ears, picked it up. I went, oh crap.
Well, I know because I know this song.
Yeah, right.
Otherwise, it probably would have gone to the end.
I was kind of going with it, yeah. So, name of the album. I don't have in front
of me. None for All.
None for All.
None for All.
And that's because you were saying?
We had the previous EP was All for None. So it's All for None and None for All. And if anyone out there listening is in a typo negative, you get that that's actually a nod towards them.
Excellent. Great message.
Yeah.
What do we have for our list? Oh, you should put the track numbers
on
here.
We have a list. Oh, okay. Well, I can tell you the track numbers because I have a CD in front of me.
Just tell me which would be good for... put the track numbers on there. Just
okay.
Jot them next to it.
Mm-hmm.
We're 91.5 WMFO Medford, sitting here with Dead Harrison, Lucretia X Machina, as well, Jason Skulls.
Actually,
yes.
When you were talking about creativity during the pandemic, Skulls and I actually put together a little project. It was a parody.
We sure did.
Yeah. Parody project called Plague and Pestilence.
I saw some of that.
Yeah, it was fun. And I actually rewrote some
videoed,
lyrics.
Right? Yeah, like,
we videotaped them. We dressed in costume. We had like Nirvana, Smells Like COVID or something. I don't know.
all these various things. Yeah.
I played some on that.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I was doing this from home on a different station.
Yeah.
And
it's appropriate.
Yeah, a crash course for the Ravens kept going. And I played some of that then. That was right.
Yeah, good thing she's on with me right now because I don't know, it just escaped my mind. But we did a lot of fun things. We did we started with like a Talking Heads song and Life During Wartime, and we changed it to like Life During Quarantine.
I changed the lyrics.
Yeah, I changed the lyrics slightly and then we did a few other things. And
we
everything
did Weird
we did
Al Yankovic's Germs.
Yeah.
Exactly like he wrote it.
Did you send me a CD?
We don't have anything on CD
like that. No,
no, it's all on YouTube.
We just did things like live in our living room. Like, you know,
the band practice space.
Yeah, unproduced, just like, here I am with my guitar.
Yeah.
You know, she's playing, what was it?
Cajon.
The Cajon.
I don't play any instrument, but I did that.
And singing. And, you know, it was like, yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was something to, you know, something... good to do with the two of us. We don't always like play well together.
That's probably still on YouTube, huh?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, it's up there.
And
it's
on
been
Facebook,
a while.
Which is still YouTube.
Yeah. And we
if
even
you
have
haven't
one.
Seen it, go check it out.
Yeah. Plague and Pestilence, named after the Judas Priest song, Turned It Around. I heard it on the radio, and I said to him, why don't we do something like this with that name? That is so cool.
Yeah, they have a song on their Nostradamus album that most people probably don't know. No. It was Pestilence and Plague. So
we just Turned It Around.
Yeah, Turn It Around. And she's Plague, and I'm Pestilence.
I'm Plague.
And I'm Pestilence. Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So we have a few songs we're going to play by Dead Harrison. Should I go right in order here, Jason?
Yeah, may as well. You know, no reason not to, I suppose. So,
okay.
So the next one would be
Hurricane Hell,
yeah.
Written by?
Us.
Not Sean Doobie? Sean the Dead?
I'm kidding when I said it was written by us. Our guitar player, Sean, actually wrote this one. Story is, he was down in Florida, and I guess, you know, during hurricane whatever,
Katrina,
nothing that bad, but there was like something going on, and so he was able to see some of the devastation and wreckage and everything, came back up and wrote a song about it.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Hurricane Hell, Dead Harrison on 91.5 WMFO Madrid, and here we go.
Oh,
little winds whipping in the back there, huh? 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Ted Harrison, that one was Hurricane Hell. Did I already ask you, where'd you get the name? Ted Harrison.
Ted Harrison. Oh my God, this is a little bit of a story. I'm going to.
Is there anything about George Harrison?
Yeah, I like to tell people it's like the Grateful Dead and George Harrison, but nothing like them at all. That's just my little joke to the older people. The younger ones have no idea anyway. No, it was a whole thing. We were going by a different name. We were going by Mortuus Ortus, and you know, it didn't really work, unfortunately. Nobody spelled it right. It was funny because, like, you see it spelled like 10 different ways. Mm-hmm. Nobody could pronounce it the way we did. You know, just nobody knew. And it made us sound like, I think, more like a death metal type of band. Happy goth. Yeah, so we realized it wasn't working for us. The singer, Andre, he was the one who came up with the concept of the name, like dying and them being reborn.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, he had it through like some sort of Google Translate, which put it to Mortuus Ortus. And we might not even be pronouncing it right, but that's okay. That's how we pronounce our name.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, of course. Of course not. Nobody knows. But yeah, so we put it back through a Google Translate from Latin back to English, and it came out to like there's like two different tenses, like die and then arise or something. It was like,
right,
you know, so you know, he's something dead and
kind of like resurrect.
Yeah, it's like dead and then risen, and he's like, okay, dead, risen, risen, risen. You know, he's like noodling in his head, came up with Harrison, and then it's like, yeah, dead Harrison, yeah, dead having arisen, dead Harrison, yeah.
Oh!
So dead having arisen, dead Harrison became, he told us, and the first time I heard it, I actually laughed. I thought, you know, I was like, yeah, that's kind of silly. Sounds like a joke.
Right.
But then after I got to noodle it in my head a little bit, I was like, you know, it's actually a good name. I actually really like this. And, you know, it's not like I had anything better. It's not like anyone else had anything better. We're like, yeah, let's be Dead Harrison. This is great. Mm-hmm. And so this name has totally been working for us. This name sticks. People get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, you can mention like George Harrison, Harrison Ford, you know, Harrison anybody. We've actually worked with people named Harrison time to time. We actually made a video.
Harrison Young.
No, I had an interview with him, but they're next.
I've done that before with him.
Yeah, we're going to do that with him.
I've gone on his show twice, actually.
Ah.
Yeah.
Pre-Scrapers and then one with Jimmy I was on there.
Yeah, we got to definitely get together with him.
I had to. He's young, you know.
We're all
related.
We're
all young, yeah.
I thought he was a kid when I first talked to him 13 years ago on Facebook.
I didn't know. Right. Probably one of my old uncles. I don't even know it. Oh. Okay, I guess we go right into another tune, huh?
Ooh, why not?
What do we got here?
The next one up is the next one up is a track favorite by multiple people. Multiple. No, I've heard from definitely multiple people telling me specifically and telling the band specifically that they actually really like this next one. It's called Terror Grinder.
Right on.
Yeah.
Ted Harrison on 91.5 WMFO.org, Medford, Crash Course for the Ravers Show. I'm stalling for time. That's what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
Storm the gates of all the city. Lord, the chamber of your God. We stay.
Thank you.
5 WMFO in Medford. Terror Grinder.
I'm hoping that you were...
Ted Harrison.
I'm hoping that you were Terror Ground.
You hope I Terror Grind? Yeah,
I hope you were thoroughly Terror Ground by that song.
I was. I was saying that remind me a lot of Alice in Chains.
Yeah, I thank you for
live.
That.
Yeah, that
I'm
was
sure,
great.
I'm sure everyone thanks in the band thanks you for that. Definitely, like I said, it was definitely a big influence, especially, you know, my life. They were just huge for me, like when they were
band.
Hot at the time, you know.
God rest Wayne's soul. Tell me a little bit what happened last night. You guys were supposed to have a big show up at the World of the Atom.
No,
right?
Tonight.
It was actually supposed to be tonight. Unfortunately, there were some illnesses amongst band members, and band had to drop off, and you know we had a little
COVID.
Well, it was, you know, there is, and. We were a little COVID adjacent ourselves within our own band, so out of abundance of caution and just just health wise, it just made more sense to be like, you know what, let's just regroup,
reschedule,
yeah,
and,
before everyone gets it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you don't want to do a show where like, you know, even though one band had to drop off, now what? We have a 3-band bill. Do we pull someone like last minute? What if somebody else ends up getting it because they were exposed and, you know,
they
expose everyone
else.
And then
they have
a super spreader,
which is how it happened to begin with, but not in our bands. We're not mentioning the band that Who actually asked us on the bill, and then they couldn't play, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's okay. There was just, you know, unfortunate set of circumstances to have to... Yeah. You know, nobody likes to do that, especially last minute, and, you know, it was kind of a tough decision to have to make, but ultimately we made the right one. We'll make it up.
Caution, yeah.
Yeah, we'll make up the show. It'll be good. We are playing... the Keene Music Festival at the end of this month. I believe it's the 31st.
It is. Saturday.
Labor Day weekend. The Keene Fest is awesome. We've done it before. Lucretia and I have done it. We actually did some of the Plague and Pestilence stuff one year.
Yeah, the first year that we were there.
last year, both of our groups played.
That's right.
And it's outside. It's outdoors. It's all up and down the main street. There's like, I think,
what town are we
six
talking?
Stages. Keene, New Hampshire.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. It's such a good time.
Fun.
Yeah, bands all day, starting at like 11 or 12 in the afternoon,
and
going until like 10.
August 31st,
August
Saturday.
31st. It's a Saturday.
Coming up.
Outside, all day.
Yeah.
Coming up.
So we missed the one that was supposed to be tonight, but we got that coming up. So
that sounds like even funner. But the More Than Attic is a blast.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to checking that out.
I hope everybody comes to our show.
Because you're going to play
September
15th.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good memory there.
Good plug.
And I hope to be there.
I hope
Skulls cannot.
Yeah, I cannot.
Great show. We have the Vava Voodoos from New York City opening up. And
from New York.
We're sandwiched in the middle of two great bands.
Mm.
Stigmatics will close it.
Okay.
As an afternoon. It all starts at like 4.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
You'll be home before 8 p.m.
There you go.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday.
We were supposed to play with the Stigmatics tonight,
one of the bands we were supposed to play with tonight. Yeah.
Pete was trying to get straight.
He really was trying hard, but it was like, we're all dropping off, dude. Sorry.
I know, it was tough. But
all that was going on. He's just like assuming we're doing it. Meanwhile, this member's going, I might have something. And I'm going, Pete, listen to them. We don't know if we can do it.
That's right.
But
I was like, I'm game, but you can't just say, yeah.
Yeah. It's all okay. Right. It'll work itself out.
Yep. We love Pete. We're going to play some Stigmatics later on.
Nice.
Next on the list, Beach Zombies.
Oh, fun. So,
the Beach Zombie story.
Yeah. So, yeah, Beach Zombies, as I was telling you earlier, and now the listeners will hear this as well. I just had this idea, and I've had the idea for years and years about wanting to just kind of come out with like the Munsters theme song, just out of nowhere, just like jam it out. And
Tsunami of Sound, or no,
they've done that.
They do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So. Yeah, well, I'm glad we're not doing that then, because because they already have the market on that.
I think they already cornered it.
Yeah, so basically, I was like, okay, I kind of want something similar at least, and I'm like, but it's got to have like a reggae beat. So, you know, I worked out the kind of the bass line that I was looking for, you know, got it down under my fingers, and I was like, yeah, I like this. So went into a practice one night, and I was like, went to, you know, Axel was like, hey, you know, play me a reggae beat. I want to try something. So he starts playing the beat. I play what I have. And the other two guys, Sean and Andre, like, their ears perked up. They liked what they were hearing. And I was like, yeah, something I'm working on. And, you know, like, doom reggae kind of thing. I don't know where it's going to go, but I want something. Everyone was into it.
There'll be dreads involved.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Especially on his bald head. That would be hysterical.
Right. So,
Did you say especially on his balls?
Bald head.
Dreadlocks on my balls. Yeah, sure.
Oh, you know, one of those hats that just have the dreads come out of it.
Yeah, that'd be funny—a zombie with dreads. So then I was like, okay, yeah, we're totally gonna do this, but now I need like a song around this. I need some lyrics. What was it gonna be? So I was like, all right, it's gotta be something fun. You know, the reggae thing makes me feel like the beach. I'm like, okay, so you know, I'm like, but it's gotta be dark. You know, I'm like, well, what's dark? I'm like. Zombies are dark. Okay, zombies on the beach. I'm like, what do I do with zombies on the beach? What do zombies on the beach do? And I'm like, I know. They have fun on the beach, just like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they dance around the bonfire at night. They throw the beach ball around. They surf. You know, just the eat ice cream and
like I've
funnel
had a few
cake
zombies
and,
on the beach.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've all seen zombies on the beach. So yeah, it's a fun song that I wrote, and I'm actually the lead singer on this one. Our guitar player Sean is doing the backup vocals, and Sean and Andre both were doing all the lead vocals on the last on the previous song on Terror Grinder, and it was
great
the three
stuff,
of us doing the choruses.
Okay.
So, yeah, here
Let's
we go.
Check this one out. It's Dead Harrison. New stuff. Release new, anyways, 2024.
Yes.
And,
Yes, brand new.
They call this Beach Zombies.